This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Midway through the summer tourism season, two counties in the Monterey Bay area are seeing some good signs. Carrie Lynn LaFournaise does marketing for Visit San Benito County and operates a farm stand in Tres Pinos.
So I've personally seen an increase this year over last year. It's really nice.
In Santa Cruz County, people who live within a three-hour driving radius are more of the tourists than those from farther away. And Christina Glynn with Visit Santa Cruz County says they're more likely to stay in a short-term rental rather than a hotel.
That is an indicator that people are still traveling, but they may be traveling with a keener eye toward economy.
Like buying groceries rather than eating in restaurants. But she adds that visitors are staying a little longer. President Trump's attempted ban on birthright citizenship would have a huge impact. From our California newsroom partner, LAist, Josie Huang says one civil rights group in California is behind a new class action suit.
The Asian Law Caucus is helping to represent a class of newborns who'd be denied citizenship under Trump's order because their parents have temporary or no legal status. Executive Director Artie Coley says that would create an underclass of stateless people.
These children could be denied basic rights like health care. They could be barred from voting, even holding certain jobs.
A federal judge last week certified the class and temporarily blocked the ban from taking effect. The Trump administration has until Thursday to appeal the ruling. For LAist, I'm Josie Huang.
This is KAZU News.